We're here to celebrate this annual feast, the Feast of Weeks, the Feast of First Fruits, the Feast of Pentecost, when, traditionally, the law is accepted, the law was given on this day to Israel, the church in the wilderness at Sinai, and of course, almost 2,000 years ago, the gift of the Holy Spirit came to the church 50 days after Christ's resurrection, ascending to the Father as fulfillment of the wave sheaf offering, the first of the first fruits. That second hymn we sang today, I want to return to. I want to look at Psalm 119, started at verse 97. David wrote, and it has been preserved for us, "Oh, how love I thy law, how out of step that is with the world." David said, "Oh, how love I thy law. It is my meditation all the day. You, through your commandments, have made me wiser than my enemies, for they are ever with me. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for your testimonies are my meditation. I understand more than the ancients, because I keep your precepts. I have refrained my feet from every evil way, that I might keep your word. I have not departed from your judgments, for you have taught me. How sweet are your words unto my taste, yes, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Through your precepts I get understanding. Therefore, I hate every false way." And one more verse, 105. "Your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." There's the fact that the world is so out of step with God. David loved God's law. The world hates it. When my wife and I came into contact with the church, it's over 40 years ago now, we were tested a doctrine at a time. We found the truth was challenging. It turned our world upside down. I was not easily convinced. My wife was far more trusting than I was. I was forever looking at the angles. What is this all about? 10%? What a scam! This must be the best pyramid selling scheme of all. As we checked, proved, accepted, and finally obeyed and kept what was in God's word, we then stumbled upon the next hurdle, doctrine. And so the process continued. We had to study and then put into practice. We had to learn to obey God. Psalm 111, verse 10, I believe it was on the foundation stone of the college, as well as the address. "The fear of the Eternal is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding of all they that do his commandments." It's not just reading something, learning it. It's actually living it, keeping it, doing it, practicing it. All those years ago, we made a mistake. When we came into this incredible knowledge, so at odds, so cross-grained to the way the world did everything, we made the mistake of trying to tell our friends and families about this incredible new truth. But it was closed to them. In their eyes, it was foolishness. It's nice to be told, "Chris, you're an intelligent man." "Oh, thank you. Why are you being so stupid?" Thank you very much. We could not grasp that God at that time was drawing us, calling us, but not them. You know, we had to learn later that God doesn't choose the cream of the crop. You know, sort of, there were relatives who were wealthier, better educated. Why us? Then, we have another problem. About 20 years ago, during the apostasy, we learnt another harsh lesson. As ministers, brethren, friends, rejected God's truth, refused his commandments, they lost their way. And what understanding they had once possessed had gone. It was a very strange time. Time and again we were told, don't be judgmental. And people were saying, oh, you don't understand. You're not keeping up, are you? You're old school. Ah, what a shame. Never mind, keep studying. You'll catch up. Their lamp had gone out. And in all this confusion, our lamp, our candle was flickering. Doubts were crowding in. Things we had proved and lived by years before, all of a sudden, weren't so certain anymore. We were like people suddenly aroused from sleep. Disoriented, confused. There were so few ministers who remained faithful. So many claiming to be ministers in God's church, but they had transformed themselves into the shepherds of Israel, intent on feeding themselves at the expense of the welfare of the flock. Where did this leave us? We had been called by God, taught by God's apostle, who at this time was dead. What are we to do? We have a scripture preserved from Paul's writing in Philippians chapter 2, verse 12. Philippians chapter 2, verse 12. Wherefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now, much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God which works in you, both to will and to do his good pleasure. And then down in verse 16, holding forth the word of life, that I, Paul speaking, may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain, neither laboured in vain. We are the workmanship of the apostle. We are built on the foundation of the apostle and prophets. But we have to keep this phrase, work out our own salvation. It means accomplish God's purpose. Finish the job. Look at some other translations. We don't devise a new route. We don't trust the sat-nav or the GPS. Check some of the other translations. I haven't brought them with me, but the New International Version says, continue to work out your salvation. In a note in the Bible I have, the copy of it says, continue the process of spiritual growth and development. The Amplified uses the expression, work out. Cultivate, carry out to the goal, and fully complete your own salvation with reverence. The Moffat translates this phrase, therefore, my beloved, as you have been obedient always, not simply when I was present, so now that I am absent, work all the more strenuously at your salvation with reverence and trembling, for it is God who in his good will enables you to will this and to achieve it. And this last one, we don't normally quote from this Bible, the Good News Bible. It's not the most reliable one, but I do like the way it's expressed this. So then, dear friends, as you always obeyed me when I was with you, it is even more important that you obey me now. Keep on working with fear and trembling to complete your salvation, because God is always at work in you to make you willing and able to obey his own purpose. This day we remember the giving of the law. We have the example of the history of Israel and Judah. They were incapable of keeping the law. We are a new church, given the gift of the Holy Spirit, that tiny, tiny portion that begets us into the family. We have to work at completing the job. The word work is unusual. It's not the normal ergon. It means completing something to a full conclusion. It's not coming up with a new scheme, a new route. It's the same path, the same way we were called to, the same way we were instructed to. We don't work out something new. We stick with it. We've been given the knowledge, the instruction, the gift of the Holy Spirit. God has not changed our goal. Despite what we were told 20 years, it hasn't changed. We continue to obey God. We've been called according to his purpose, hold on to the faith, once and for all delivered to the saints.